Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here today. Today's Wednesday, and we're in the month of, August. It's, I'm just thinking of June, and July went by so quickly. So we're in August. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. Maybe we'll talk about the slime clearing that we just put up on the website, too. So here we go, emotional clearing. Think of a situation that you encountered in the last day or two here. Remember, when you have emotional stuff, it gets stuck into your body, into your invisible energetic body, first of all. And then from there, it leaks over and oozes slowly, if not quickly, into your physical body and causes you harm. And eventually that harm will kill you. So this is why you want to clear these energetic bodies. So here we go. Emotional clearing, 5 days ago. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. Somebody had something going on here. Do it again. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's see. What else do we do? I'll do a stress clearing here. Just let people have stress. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. Somebody out there has problems. So you may want to get on the website and do some clearing. Do your whole lifetime clearing. If you already have that, then by all means, get on and do the unlimited. So if you had anything with emotions going on and you already did your whole lifetime to get cleared out so you can be in the moment, then you want to continue on with the unlimited and, you know, do that clearing. Then you can go on it whenever you wish. A lot of people go on it three times a day with the unlimited so they feel calm and peaceful. I'll do a sample now of the overwhelm clearing, and that's free on the website, creationlifeshift.com on the left-hand side. Oh, man, overwhelmed. This is going to be a rough call. I've already had a rough day, a couple of days, actually, after the Sunday call here. Overwhelmed. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. And there we go. So let's see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. Boy, are you out there in cyberspace? You feeling the energy too, Sylvia, or is just my end here?
Well, it feels a little like somebody's going through something heavy. That's how I'm experiencing it. So, like Ron said, make use of the beautiful opportunities on the website to use the overwhelm clearing and any others that might be appropriate. So while we give the energy a chance to get cleaned up, I'll just give a couple announcements and say hello to everyone that's on the fast chat. Thank you for joining us and everyone who's listening. And if you would like to communicate with us tonight, maybe you'd like to call in and ask a question or talk about what's happening with you or ask for a clearing sample, that kind of thing. And the number to call is 1-888-815-9756. So 888-815-9756. And we would love to have you call in and come on live with us. If you can't do that, if you're on dial-up or something, then you can communicate on the fast chat. You can put your questions in there. And Ron, how about if we have everyone bring up the light being on their monitor screen and activate that? That will probably help out with this.
Yeah, sounds good. So let's bring the light being up here. So I'll scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. Here we go. And we'll bring in some, we'll bring in the males. So here comes the male energy. So they'll help to alleviate some of the stuff going on here. So stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and you might want to go on the website here with the Be Here Now clearing everybody. Some people are having troubles with like here. So it might be a good idea to do that here. So here we go again. Stronger. This is what the male energy is coming in from the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Starting to balance out here. We're bringing some peace energy now. So we're bringing the energy of peace through the light beam. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the mind to heart drop here. Feels much better with people being balanced out here. So again, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your head, your thoughts, your forehead, we'll call it. All your thoughts between your ears. And then you're in time, remember, when you think. And we'll drop you down to your heart. So you're out of time and in spirit. Otherwise, you're in the mind-controlling alien energy that is abducting you, sending you all kinds of energies to harm your body and your natal chart, etc. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again. Maybe everybody's body should be heart-centered now, feeling a little more peaceful.
Yeah, it's definitely starting to feel better. So let's see what we have on the fast chat while we're waiting for callers to call in. And there's a caller. So hello, who's there?
Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Ron. It's Carrie.
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Ron?
I do. I do. I have a slime question.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just looking to see if there's new people on the FOS chat. I know Annika is back and has missed all the slime chat in the last few days. So, I don't know, maybe you want to just quickly say what this slime is. And then my question is, how and when do we first get attached to this? Is it right when we're born or not? Or, you know, does it come to us from other people? And then why do we have to have the unlimited if we've had the new clearing? If we've gone through that, what do we need the unlimited for? So I'll put myself on mute while you chat.
Great. Okay, a lot of good questions. So the slime clearing came about because the light chip is working in the time frame. Remember, the darkness controls time. And so throughout time, they bring energies to our body through our DNA, and that gets activated. So right now we're working with the DNA activation that the dark side brought here, the aliens. Same wording there, same thing, alien, dark side, to me is the same. And they brought us energies at 10,000 BC. And so your DNA now has encoded, I'll just use the word implants in it, that go off when an energy is activated. So we're dealing with implants in people that the aliens brought to us at 10,000 BC. And I think that these energies were dormant until the light ship went back to that time to clear out these energies to save the Earth spirit so it can do the ascension. Remember, the Earth spirit also is slimed, okay? everybody on this planet got slimed at that time. So since your body is older than probably 10,000 BC, you now have genetic coding inside of your body, and it's activated now. So if you see people around you who aren't feeling good this last week or so, it's because the light chip has taken away the slime energy. So normally people feel sluggish. You might feel like lack of energy. And this is because this energy now became probably fully activated as the aliens started to see that it was being taken away. Before it was dormant. How long it was activated for at 10,000 BC, I don't know. But remember, the past that we live or have lived is with us right now. And so the light chip was taken away, these controlling implants that produce the slime energy. So now I'll talk about the slime energy. The slime energy kind of goes over our body, around our body, through our body, and it's kind of like being dumped with some heavy, thick goo that is transparent. And it starts to clog up your chakras, which is probably why people are feeling sluggish and slow and tired. And right now it's being taken away. I'm probably guessing that it'll be off people maybe within a week. So the question is, why would you want to have a slime body healing? Well, the light chip is taken away as much as it can do, but the aliens can still come forth. Remember, there's different groups. So just by getting rid of one group doesn't mean that they're getting rid of all of them. So they're getting rid of the ones that show up first. So remember, the aliens tend to sell you out to other aliens. Remember, you're on the auction block, so they could have also sold this particular energy to the other aliens so they can come back to you maybe in a different time frame and do this to you. So this is why we have the unlimited on the website. So we did the slime clearing on our 8-hour call last Sunday, and so most people who are on it are pretty much cleared off, I would think, okay? If not, I would say they're probably at least 30% cleared off. And the light chip is still working with them because it'll be working with you probably until next Sunday, taking away the slime energy. How far they're going to get, I don't know. But I can say for sure that most people are probably about 30% cleared off. So you can go on the website if you've been on the call on Sunday, and you can do the unlimited. I would recommend doing that to get this off of you even further and to keep working with you after this Sunday. Now, what you can do if you haven't been on the call, then you want to get on the slime clearing because this will still be probably with you. Even though the energy is released, well, we'll just say that the light chip got rid of every alien out there that was dealing with slime energy. Well, at that point, you still have the program with you, and the program now is activated. So if they get rid of the energy, the program is still going to be running on you. Remember, you have the source that caused it plus a program that actively runs. So just by getting rid of the source is not going to get rid of the program. And this is why you want to get on the slime clearing and then do the unlimited so you can actually feel better. And they could also have time-coded dates in there or times once this energy gets activated and starts to be used up again. So it gets to be very tricky on their part on how they do these things. It's all covert, and this is why the energy is on the website to have yourself cleared out. So the reason why you want to do the unlimited is so that you're able to stay with the clearing and to keep yourself cleaned off of this if the other alien races, we'll say, comes forward and chooses to reactivate their portion of the slime energy. So it gets to be very complicated, like I said earlier. Most people just think of one alien race working with you, and you get rid of that, the bad guy, and you don't have to have it anymore. Well, that's not the case. There's many of them working with this energy. So they're working at 10,000 BC right now. The light chip is to get rid of the aliens that have brought this forward, and hopefully they'll get the ones that have connected to everybody here. But if not, you want to do that clearing anyway. So I hope I answered the question. I think the cost on it is $100 for the initial clearing to get it off of you. We go through all the chakras. We go through the blood, the heart, the lungs. And it's quite a nice clearing. And then from there, you can go on the unlimited for $50. So it's $150 total, I believe. So did I answer your question to you, Carrie, if you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can we get slimed by the slime if we hug somebody?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's the way the aliens work. They always put these booby traps in to get slimed, yeah.
So it does body hop.
Yes, so I would imagine that this energy could body hop if you want, if you choose to hug somebody, you know, or whatever, shake hands. Remember, once you get on these conference calls on Sundays, you really realize that you're violating your body when you do this stuff. This is why most people now just kind of do the little mantra of like the prayer hand, you know, and bowing to somebody. And they don't want to have these people in your space to transfer these aliens' energies along with, I use two things here, aliens to transfer the aliens to you. And the slime energy is active alien energy. It's an alien life form that attaches to you, okay? And then you also have the earth-based energies of the emotional bodies of people. So, you know, you don't want to touch anybody if you possibly can because you want to keep your body temple sacred. You don't want to be infected. So remember that this is infections that go into the body and these aliens crawl around inside of you. This is why we have the 8-hour calls. We'll be having some more this coming month after the third week here. But it's very important to keep your body temple clean and sacred. So I hope that answers the question. So
yes.
Okay, so back to you. Thank you for asking. That is a wonderful way to bring it out. Thank you. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Yes, I am, and thank you for calling. That was great. So let's see. We have plenty of time for other callers. I'll give the phone number one more time in case you just tuned in. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So we have questions about the slime on the fast chat, Ron. So Pete from Australia is asking if it's related to jellyfish.
No, this is not, unfortunately. This is a whole different energy. If the jellyfish wasn't enough, the slime energy just came forward because the light ship is working there. So it's a hard energy to deal with. I mean, it really slows you down. I can't do a sample right now. If I could, I would, but I just can't. Anybody out there would like to call in and talk about the slime clearing over the weekend? If you could, that'd be wonderful. Most people that were on the call when I started releasing it became maybe sleepy, tired, and then after the call, which was an 8-hour call, they started feeling much, much better, better than what they did when they were on the call initially. So if you see people around you at your workplace and they look kind of spaced out slightly or slow, it's because the aliens that were bringing that energy here at 10,000 BC are now activating the energy on humanity because they don't want to take it away. Before, they probably thought we were numbed out enough. And remember, we're rattling their tree, they're shaking their chain, and they're waking up, and they're now trying to reactivate it over again. So if you realize how much your body is going through of all this trauma and drama stuff and alien intervention, once you finally get a clue, it's very upsetting. And it can make you angry because you wonder, what's next? Well, we'll find that out as the lightship goes back further in time. So they're getting rid of the energies that are controlling people, and the slime energy is what people connected to through their rituals, if you want to call it religion back then or whatever. But remember, when you pray outside of yourself, you're bringing this stuff in. So whatever people believed at that time at 10,000 BC, this energy was there connecting to those people, courting them, giving them mind control patterns, and now it's awakened and it's being released. So you want to get rid of that program on you because just getting the energy released, like I said, is not going to get rid of the program. You know, it's still going to be with you, so you want to get that out of you. So if you do feel sleepy, tired, you know, and what it does, it clogs up your chakras. It's kind of like, you know, putting, like suffocates you. This is what it's doing, suffocating your energetic system. So that's how it's working. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope we got a caller. Great.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's there?
Hi, Ron, Sylvia. I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. Long time. I don't talk to you.
Yeah, right. I've had a question about people in general, not specific to the description, but just people in general. Now, when people are aggressive or assertive, it seemed like it's more like the shapeshifters when they're aggressive and assertive and angry about things, even explosive, that's the shapeshifters. And because they're programmed, the shapeshifters are transmitting. And then it seems that the cologne bodies in the people, that's when they're programmed, and they're more calm, but they're controlling, but they don't answer questions, but they're just keep on going on with their program, and it seems like they're more sedate. Is that basically true?
Yeah, I would say that's probably correct. Yeah, the shapeshifters come involved, get involved with you. The shadow bodies have their own program that takes you over and brings in a different body of you. And you look like yourself, but you're a clone body. And your friends think it's you, and it's not really you because you're off somewhere else being abducted. So, yeah, all that can take place.
Did you say the shadow body would take you over? That's the one that would take you over?
The shadow body takes you off planet. You're no longer here. And
the shadow body now
is a representation of you. Okay? Uh-huh. It looks just like you, smells like
right.
you, eats like you, everything else. Your whole mannerism would be you, but it has a controlling program. And that controlling program now is you. Have you ever seen people, and you're probably hitting upon this here, all of a sudden they're a very nice person one day, or maybe during the day, and instantly they have a personality change. You go, what happened to that person? You know? Well, it's because that person is not probably the same person that you talked to maybe 5 minutes earlier. It's now a clone body that looks like them. And they're now running a program. Could they be spying on you? It's very possible. You know, I don't get into that at all, but that's a possibility. You have to remember that these cloned bodies of you, of people, are here for a reason. And you're abducted. This is why you want to get that abduction clearing, so you can probably be here more often than not. But the whole thing is that the shadow bodies come in with an agenda to do something. And then when they do the agenda, whatever it is, and they leave, and now you are probably here, hopefully you're here, and not another clone agenda, which would be a shadow body. But we'll just say you come back, and then you wonder what happened. You might have a slight loss of memory, and you're going to be wearing the same clothes, look the same, you know, be dirty or whatever, or clean, wearing a suit. You know, maybe you're in the bathtub. You know, you're going to be the same appearance because they stopped time. So once you catch on to how the aliens stop time, then you realize what's happening. This is why you want to do the Be Here Now clearing.
Uh-huh.
You could be listening to the program right now and be abducted, and in your place could be a clone body listening to the program. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you don't know where you are because you don't have that consciousness. They take it away from you. So we're going to bring everybody back here right now. So I'll just count to one. So here's your body coming back. So one, you're here. Bring your spirit back, and one, you're here, there. If you felt an energetic shift instantly, you were not here on this planet, okay? And you might go, wow, wonder where I was. Well, you're not going to know. And, were you gone for more than, you know, maybe since the show's been on for almost a half an hour, were you gone for half an hour? Remember, in the alien time, that could be years, could be decades, because they control time. Okay? So once you understand what they do to the time here, you're going to say, wow, I could have been over there for a whole lifetime living. And your body's not going to age. Because what do they say? What did Einstein say? As you approach the speed of time, you don't age. Time stops. Okay, well, when you're in the time-based reality and they stop time on you, you're not going to age. So they could take somebody... You know, just kind of extrapolating this all a bit further, they could bring somebody here on this planet right now, if they took them out of time in the 1600s, and they could materialize that person at your grocery store dressed like a person in the 1600s. And if the person was 30 years old in the 1600s, they'll show up here at the age of 30 years old wearing what they're wearing, okay? Does that make sense to you, Larry?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, so if everybody else gets that, hopefully you do, because they're in control of time. And so they can take people in and out of time, and there's no aging, just like being maybe like on a coat rack someplace, you know. You're hung up, and when they want you, they put you back in service again. But typically, they're probably not going to do that, but, you know, that could happen here. Now, you have people that do remote viewing, and they look into the future. Well, maybe they're involved with that same type of process because they're going and working along the timeline, okay? So they can see people in the future on that timeline and also go into the past. Because remember, the dark side created the timeline. And so the timeline that you're walking on, if you're a remote viewer, is going to show everything that is available in time. So it's like going to the show and seeing a motion picture, but you now have the film. And what frame do you want to look at? You want to reverse time? You can do that. You want to go forward? You can do that, too, if you have the means and the way to control and manipulate time. Remember, the dark side does this. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing that, naturally, because you're connecting to the darkness that way. But this is why I don't normally do readings for people. I do them very, very seldom, okay? So I don't want to get involved with the darkness. I don't want to touch their goo, go in there and get slimed, you know, by doing a reading, by seeing what the timeline has to say for them. And while we have the wonderful billboard clearing, it's only $20 for the month. You get on there and you can change your billboard. You're actually working with the dark side energy, which is already created for you, and it's transmitting the energy out to everybody around you, what your billboard is saying, okay? Now, what are you transmitting to people? Are you transmitting, you know, that you're a loving person, that you like lots of money in your life, or are you saying that you hate people and you don't want any money, okay? And it kind of depends how you're being used and what people are putting on your billboard besides yourself and what the aliens have in store for you, because they want you to have more trauma. So they have their own billboard, too. So you, in a sense, have three billboards, hypothetically, or you have a location, your billboard is divided into three places. So you have your current, your past, and your present, along with what people are doing to you, what you're doing to yourself, and what the aliens are doing. So that's nine different ways that you can be controlled. So, and if you don't, if you realize this, you're going to say, well, I'm going to get that billboard clearing. So it's only $20. So get on there. And you want to only do maybe one or two clearings. You don't want to do, you know, a couple dozen of them. Just write down on a piece of paper what you think your problems are. You know, what's your biggest issue right now? Because that's on your billboard, and you want to change that. So put your issue now of what you want the light shift to take away, and then you also enter in there what you'd like to replace it with. And you may not want to replace it. You may like, you know, being in lack or something, or you may like where you are. Some people are safe. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to step out of the box to become a different person, to understand that they can be more. So there are people who don't want to change anything. But if you do want to change, this is the way you can do it. This is what people read you with. This is what you go to a psychic for, to see what your problems are, what's going to happen to you. They're reading your psychic billboard. So now you have an opportunity to change it. So, back to you, Larry, and then back to Joe Brown.
Okay, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense to me, the timeline, and they control time and all these particulars. That sounds, and the billboards, the three billboards, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense to me and what's going on. But you said the past billboard and the present and the current, but they, also the future. Does that have a billboard?
Yeah, what you have is future, present, and past, okay?
Okay.
And they can all be working. Remember, you are living right now since we deal with karma here, okay? So we'll just say that most people believe that they're here in this lifetime because of the past, because they have bad karma, okay? Or maybe they have good karma and they're here. So we'll just take that analysis here. So why are you here? It's because of your karma. You know, I'm not saying this is true because this is a prison planet, but we'll just take that frame of reference, okay? So you're here because of your past karma. That means that you are running your past billboard. Okay, that's with you right now because you're dealing with karma. So this is another way of saying this process, okay, how it works. So you're living your karma from the past, and that's on your billboard because you want to clear it up, right? This is why you, in a sense, you know, if you talk to a new ager, okay, and they know about karma, that's what they're going to tell you. You're here because of you know, your past karma. Or talk to a Buddhist, okay? They'll tell you, yeah, your past karma brought you here. If you were enlightened, you wouldn't be here. Okay, that's the basic premise, okay? I could be a little bit wrong there, but we'll just keep that as you know, we'll just say that I'm correct, okay? So that means that your past billboard brought you here, and you're still living the past billboard because you want to figure out your karma. Does that sound right to you, Larry?
Yeah, yes, that sounds right. You always caution, don't go into the past, but I think the past billboard, you have to clarify something there for me about that.
Yes, and so you are living, so when you're living that life, we'll say 100 years ago, you were programming your billboard for this lifetime.
Okay?
And so, at least your body was anyway, not that your spirit was, but your body was programming through genetics, and maybe your spirit too, the billboard that you're going to be reincarnating into. And so you are reading the script off your past billboard. Your current billboard is how you're dealing with the past billboard, okay?
Uh-huh.
What's happening to you? This is your issues. But that's programmed for the past. So you want to get rid of that past billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the future one, what's that going to say? The future one might be programming yourself for your next lifetime.
Uh-huh.
Is that future billboard saying, oh, I want to go through the 2012 ascension and, you know, coming up shortly here so I can be abducted and taken to a parallel universe? I want that. So please send me all the information available on websites, et cetera. I want to get all the books on the 2012 ascension process so I can be abducted. That's probably on your future billboard. They want to take you. So billboard clearing for $20 is great because you can change your life. But you have to, you know, sit down with yourself and say, what is my issues? What do people think about me? Because what they're thinking about you is on your billboard. That's all your friends. What they think of you. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's on your billboard. So if you want to change that, to change your life, whatever way you want to do that, ask your friends what they think of you, what your issues are. They'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people will be honest and tell you. And that's on your billboard. And you're drawing people to you according to what they're telling you.
Uh-huh.
If your billboard says that I'm a grumpy person, then you're going to be drawing grumpy people to you all the time, or people to make you grumpy.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, if you're a sad person or you're in depression, you know, that's going to reinforce all of that. So that's who's going to be coming to you to reinforce your billboard.
Okay. And then I was wondering, Ron, what dimension am I in? It seemed like I've been breaking through some consciousness here. What dimension am I in at this point?
Well, you're right here right now, Larry, this second.
That's it? Okay. Because I know we're getting up to the, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, and I...
You don't want to go there. You want to be in this dimension only. You know?
What dimension? Which one?
Well, if we call this third dimension where we are here right now, that's where you want to be. You don't want to go anywhere else. Otherwise, you're going to be astral traveling. You're going to be going into the realities of the dark consciousness because that they actually created these dimensions. So
you
want to go into a higher dimensional frequency, thinking that they're more evolved by going to, say, the fourth dimension. You're not living in the now. You're escaping life here. It's like meditation, you know, going out of your body. You want to be here now continuously to protect your body. Remember your spirit is your only protection. When you leave your body, why even be here?
Uh-huh.
You know, most people want to do that to escape life, and life is hard here. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling, Larry, and we have lots and lots of questions on the fast chat, so I'll try to ask them quickly to you, Ron. We have Ed is asking, what is the custom fill-in box in the chakra clearing for?
You might want to work with a chakra maybe on your hand or on your toe or something. We just went through the major chakras. the other chakras there too. So if you want to use something else or a body organ, you can do that. So that's the custom box of what it's for.
So it's basically the other chakras of the body that aren't itemized on the main list.
Basically, or whatever you want to work with. That's what the box there.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, and Tina is asking, will using a printout of the light being be just as good as using the one on the monitor screen on the computer?
If you're away from your monitor, we'll say maybe you listen to the telephone line on BBS in place of having your computer on because you can't get computer access. It will work the same as I energize it.
Okay, great. And Joe is asking, how is the Earth doing? What percentage at the moment?
It's probably above 10%, but I don't have any 100% validation on that right now where it is. Oops, I got a beep sounds like here.
Okay, hello. Who's calling?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia. Victoria Ann from Washington.
Hello, Victoria Ann. Thank you for calling.
I have a question. I have two questions. One is, I heard discussion somehow, wasn't looking for it, about a ninth dimension. And they were saying that the ninth dimension involves all of the dimensions. So anyway, I just kind of like canceled that. But anyway, that's creating even more confusion out there. I was wondering if Ron, if you had heard that and how we can keep, you know, from going there.
Okay, yeah, I'll just go on the clearing and clear it out of you. We have a clearing that you can go to. The name escapes me right now, but it will get rid of that stuff. Somebody might know and type it into the fast chat there. A long time ago, I heard there's like 12 dimensions here. So remember, what we deal with here is a spiritual hierarchy, okay? Remember, in the light, there's no hierarchy. Everything's the same. Everything is light. But here we have different levels of light. And so they divide that off into dimensions. So I haven't necessarily even looked at the ninth dimensional frequency. Working with that energy as we know it, I had a put where the Earth spirit is going into the eighth dimension because we had to get some number to go to. But basically, there's no such thing as dimensions in light. As far as the ninth dimension, that, I don't know. That would be just the way that the dark side is trying to hook people in more because naturally it's something new. It's a new buzzword and people are wanting to go
right.
to it. Okay? And so that's how I perceive
right.
that. So what I would do is probably go on... if you're concerned, try the emergency healing to get it off of you. We do have a page on there to get rid of that. Go to the darkness to light. That's a free clearing mm-hmm. also, and that will take mm-hmm. away that energy from you. Remember, you don't want to get hooked into any of this stuff. But naturally,
anything
coming out. You know, if somebody came on the internet and said, man, we just discovered the 24th dimension, and that's really where ascension's going to. Well, you're going to get all these people saying, oh, man, I want to go there. And that's just,
right.
A big mousetrap for the dark side, to take you. So we'd be
mm-hmm.
hearing many
mm-hmm.
things like this probably coming up until 2012 because they're trying tricky ways to abduct more people. They want to get all of us. So that's kind
right.
of the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of how I look at it. So anything that's new to kind of catch your mind to go, wow, what's this here? Well, when you do the wow, then they got you. They got the fish hook in your mouth, and they really reeling you in. And
mm-hmm.
you're hooked.
Okay, well, thanks for clarifying that. I stayed away from it, but if I might do as you suggested just to make sure that I didn't get slimed on that.
Yeah, I would go in there and do one of those clearings there to get the stuff off of you because you did tune into it. And
mm-hmm.
just by listening to it or hearing it or seeing something about it or reading it, that can and will hook you up.
And you know, Ron, what's happening now, even if you don't choose to go to any of that stuff, it seems to catch you. Like if for any reason you're trying to get on the Internet to get even to BBS or Psychic Radio, that stuff is somewhere else, and it tries to, you'll hear bits and pieces of it. It like gets attached, like you said, even before I get on to where I'm going. It's not like I'm looking for it. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's true. Yep, they'll find some way to connect to people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I had a question about the slime healing and clearing. And I do have that in the works. I can see the urgency of getting that done. It's probably going to hand. If we have done, my question is this, sir. If we have done the alien attack and we've done some other, you know, a lot of the jellyfish clearing with you as well as anything we can find, or this is still in addition to that. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. This is a brand new energy that got reactivated. Was probably already put on you, keeping you numbed out, but once the light just started taking it away, the ones that were in control of it reactivated it stronger in everybody on the planet here. And so I would definitely do that clearing. And as the light ship goes back in time, remember, they're going back in time. If you notice, all my clearings, when I do something, I start from your current age and go back to conception. That's the way the light ship works. So it came from where we are now, and it's moving back, you know, and now they're at 10,000 BC. And they're going to keep going to get rid of these alien races, because they're all coded in you, in time, in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, where are you? You know, we don't know where we are, but, you know, we're like a yardstick, you know. And as they go back from, say, 36 inches on down to the start of it, which would be at zero, you know, each one of those things are active. And as they go back in time, different activations, different attunements, different mindsets, mind-controlling energies, different alien races have put in place their implants in us. So they're being, you know, activated probably stronger once the light ship finds them. If that race still has energy on it, and then still it can go sideways and activate other implants once it's taken away. And so this is why, you know, you want to stay with these clearings so that you get yourself cleaned out. Now, once the light ship finds something that goes sideways, they'll take that out also. But you still have the program. So what you have to look at is, you know, your body's like a computer, you know, and we know that we have now viruses and spyware and different types of things, you know, on our computer that happens to it, okay? You know, people looking at our information, et cetera. So we don't know what's in there, okay? We don't know what's inside of us. So kind of look at your body as your computer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how much spam do you have that doesn't get through, you know, that's conscious to you, you know, on your emails, we'll say. So you have spam sitting inside of you that's being, you know, covered up. Well, all of a sudden it might become active. So you have to look at it just like a computer. What programs do you have running? Which ones are not running? And which ones can be activated just by doing a click with the mouse, okay? And you don't know it. And they're controlling the mouse. So that's one way to kind of look at it, to know that, you know, we're in deep doo-doo here, you know, and it's getting better.
Yeah.
You see, so, you know, I hear these, you know, people at the expos talking about love and light and stuff, you know, and how wonderful it's going to be to do the 2012 Ascension, and how all you have to do is smile at people and we're going to be having a wonderful time and our karma is going to be dissolved and all this stuff. You know, all it just is words to trap people into wanting to get hooked up. So it's very interesting for me to see that. You know, I just see it as people just who are using the word ignorant, because they don't know any different. And from that, they're just given a lot of this false information. And it's very sad because people believe it. And if you write a book on it, then it's definitely in print, and people believe print. So that's what happens. So I hope I helped you.
You have, sir. Do you have a moment to clarify implants? I know that recently with the alien implanted blood barcode removal, a lot of the implants with parasites and things like that are removed. Is that in connection with this new slime, or is that a separate thing as
that
well?
That one is separate. The brand new slime one is just an energy that came, that all of a sudden popped out of nowhere, and it got resurfaced, okay? It recycled. And
okay.
So hopefully it won't be anything else, but I can't guarantee that. That'll be coming down the pike. This one here just all of a sudden got woken up. So it's for me, it's been a very hard week so far dealing with the slime energy.
Right.
But,
the implant, though.
So that's kind of what happens is that these energies can get, put back online again and or activated because they have controlling programs on them. So that's the way it works. And one program gets taken off, it could go to another program automatically to go sideways to activate something else. And this is kind of where we're living here. Remember, we're on a prison planet. So this is the problem that we have. So,
may I ask one more question?
Yeah,
go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and the slime clearing, once it's off you, you feel much better. You feel better than what you did before it got activated.
Well, let me ask you now, and that definitely, I can see the urgency more than, it's unbelievable what I'm feeling and experiencing to get that done. We can do it for the 100 and then another time go on and pay another 50 to do the unlimited.
Correct. And I believe the slime clearing is active for about a month. So you can go on there and just, keep doing it. You'd be kind of cold, on your email, and just stay on it and do it and just see how you feel. Maybe in a month's time it'll be all out of here completely. I can't guarantee that, but all I know is that it's a very heavy clearing as far as what people were dealing with the slime. Some people got put to sleep on the 8-hour conference call. It was so heavy. So,
wow,
It's not an easy clearing. It's not that it's hard, but it's a very, very heavily dense clearing that people have on them. And it may be getting better for people, maybe in a couple of weeks or so as the light chip takes away the energy because the energy is activated, but still you have the program. So you don't want to have anything, like I said, on your computer hard drive, like a virus running that you can't know about, and it's still there, it's just not turned on yet. So some other alien race can pick it up and turn it on. You want to get rid of these programs out of you, which we can call implants, okay? The implants are active programs to take away your free will, free choice, and to harm your body.
Now, if we've done a lot of clearings or we've done a few clearings and healings in the past, it's most likely that this has hindered us in progressing as fast as we possibly could. Or if we do the slime clearing, we might be able to progress faster. Is that because we won't have this extra implant and active program messing us up and keeping us further back, even though we're getting – you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying – let me clarify this. I'm not,
all I can tell you is that with all the 8-hour calls that I've done so far, this one here was the heaviest with the slime on me, okay? So it's a very, very heavy, energetic clearing that's numbing people out. So it's just an awful thing that they've done to humanity here by putting this clearing on. So this one here was a very, very, very rough clearing. This is like the top one that I've ever went through. To get this stuff
That's
off.
That's what I was getting.
Yeah, so this one here is so far, it's the worst one that I've dealt with so far. It makes the jellyfish energy look like it's in kindergarten, okay?
Okay. Would you say it's contagious more so? It's already taken because it was activated.
Contagious, I would say right now, yes, because that energy is living. It's a living alien energy that's on you that looks like slime, okay? And it is an alien life form that's stuck to the outside of your body, and it plugs up all of your chakras. So just see yourself being suffocated by this clear slime energy. So it's
one other question, Ron.
Yeah.
When we do this, and let's say we want to be sure, so we'll go on, and once we get a little bit more money, we'll do the unlimited as well to make sure it stays off. In the meantime, can we be assured that perhaps the healings and clearings we've had, they can't take those away, can it?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, no.
Okay.
Not allow to have your healings take away from you. Once you've had a
right.
clearing,
right?
Cannot be taken away.
This would just getting this off will just enhance everything else more efficiently.
Yes, we could probably talk about it more if you wish on the Q&A this Friday. We'll be doing that after Station 2 at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And maybe we can have some people come on who've experienced that, maybe the 8-hour call or so, or maybe the ones that have come on and done the clearing so far. Because we just started that last Sunday. So this is still it's a brand new clearing. And, it's still rough on me right now. So.
Okay.
We're definitely not through with it.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you so much. And it is one of my priorities to do that. And all the other clearings are keeping me kind of steady till I get to that one.
Okay.
Whatever steady means.
So tune in on Friday. I'll give you the number,
thank
everybody.
Thank you so much.
646-519-5800. And when we put on the fast chat, the PIN number is 9009. It'll start 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And maybe some people could talk about the slime clearing and how they felt about it, how they feel now. Remember, each day goes on, it gets better. So it'll be a different reality for us on Friday as compared to today, which is Wednesday. But we'll just see what comes about. So we have a Q&A, and it's very interesting. So anyway, normally we're on it for, I guess it's running about an hour and a half show, conference call. I kind of wanted it to be an hour, but we're kind of going past that to an hour and a half. I don't like going much more than that because of the people back east having to stay up, a lot longer because it is a three-hour difference in time. So an hour and a half max. And it's designed for people who just got tuned into the light shift, don't know what we're talking about, need some clarity. So that's what it's for. And so definitely come on the call. It's free. And we do some sample clearings off and on, too. So it's a way to actually get involved on a one-on-one and get other people to talk with. So back to you,
right.
Sylvia. Thank you for calling Victoria Ann.
Thank you, sir, and appreciate all what you're doing for us, and for me in particular.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, well, we have a little bit of time left. I believe I had seen a request for a sample of octopus clearing. I don't know if that's something you can do.
Sure, we'll do that right now. So here we go. Octopus energy. Basically, these tentacles wrap around our internal organs, probably mainly our rib cage. Can cause us to have shortness of breath and other things. Sometimes when I do this clearing, you might find yourself dropping maybe a pant size or something. So here we go, octopus energies. So we'll get them off your rib cage. Here we go, first tentacle being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Second, I'll just clear it here because our time is moving a little fast here, because remember, we're still in time with the time-based reality of darkness. So second tentacle cleared, third tentacle cleared, released, fourth released, fifth released. I'm yawning, so it's kind of getting rough. Six, you're yawning too, that's good. Six released, fifth released, and the last one released. Now we're going to get rid of the body. So here comes the body. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's out. So, see how you feel. Check your breathing. Check your waist size. See if you feel better. So, I guess we'll call it quits here for the night here. Our time is coming to a close. So this is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. Our next BBS program is on Friday on Station 2, same basic time as this show. So I hope to see you then. And we have also a 1 hour conference call on Friday also if you're interested. And it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And after that, we do the BBS program. So see you later, everybody. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you for the callers. So bye, everybody. We'll bring in some peace energy, too, as I sign off here. So you can leave the light being up for an hour, and we'll have peace energy coming to you. Bye, everyone.
Okay, good night, everyone. Blessings.